You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Very good evening to all our listeners out there, and thanks for listening to us here at 1FM. The phone's been going hot. Of course, the phone lines are open for the request program. But in the meantime, we've got a special guest, as I said, and we have to introduce him, Benalla's own international entertainer, Wayne Horsburgh. And he's enjoyed a successful career in music, but I don't think that's going to be the end of it, because I know he's semi-retired. But in the meantime, we'll have hand over to Wayne Horsburgh and say a big warm welcome. Good evening, Wayne.
G'day, Rosa. Good to be with you. This is fantastic. We've been going to do this for quite a while, and perfect chance to come over and rather than try and do an interview over the phone, to actually come here to the studio. And of course, yeah. Benalla's only down the road. It's not very far to come across.
Right.
After living in Sydney for the last 43 years and battling with the traffic, I'd only get to the next suburb in 40 minutes.
Yes.
Where here you can go to another town. But no, nice to be with you. And of course, I've known you for a long time. And
we have.
Nice to be involved.
I think last time I interviewed you was in the radio station in Wangaratta.
Oh, yeah.
It was a long time.
That's right. Yes. But great memories anyway, but it's nice to be back home in the northeast of Victoria again,
for
the Golden
sure.
Valley. Yes.
But great, thanks so much for coming in. It is a pleasure to be able to do an interview with you tonight. And I know you've retired, well, semi-retired, but you're still doing a bit of show here, there and everywhere.
Yes, I'm calling it semi-retired, but really when you think about it, I've had such a hectic life of travelling and catching aeroplanes and getting home late from shows in Newcastle back to Sydney and working, in America and England and everything too. And the Sydney clubs were, as they often say, a lot of the agents up there, I was one of the busiest artists on the Sydney club circuit. It's the, more than what we call the variety scene, but
yes.
I was a country artist, a country performer in the variety scene. So quite often, perhaps on a Sunday, you might be on a show and it might be a juggler, but there might be an opera singer and you might be the main act, and I'm doing my country song. So it's been a different sort of a career, but very hectic. So yes, so now that I'm back down at Benalla, obviously in this area, I'm going to slow down. I won't be doing the Sydney clubs anymore, and pretty much finished now going to America.
And semi-retired in Benalla.
Yeah, so I don't want to be busy for the rest of my life now. This is I've enjoyed. I know COVID really has made a big mess of everything for the last 2 years. Nearly everything I had booked in got cancelled. But it's just nice to get up of a morning and say, what'll I do today? This is what, isn't that what retired people do?
That's exactly right. We're going to start off with the beginning, how you first started, because I know you started singing at the age of just 8 years old.
Yep.
And not only that, you also performed. A lot of people would remember GMV6 back in the early years, a long time ago.
Yeah, what a great start that was, yeah. So we had the farm. Mum and Dad had the farm at Lima, which is sort of near Swanpool, out the Mansfield Road from Benalla, and we had a dairy farm there. So, Grandma lived just a mile around the road, and she ran the Lima post office. And our phone number back then, Rosa, was 5. That was our phone number. So it was a little district, and there was just a little school down the road. But there was always music on a weekend. Dad could play the piano. Mm. Auntie Florrie played the violin. Uncle Jeff could sing and yodel, actually. Uncle Fred on the button accordion. Auntie Mavis could play the piano. Grandma could play the piano.
That's how you become into the musical.
I got listening to all that, and I loved it. It was just fantastic. And then the other thing really was the old gramophone records. Neighbours down the road. In fact, we've often given a cheerio. I know John Wilkie has quite often. To Lorna. Now, Lorna S and I just lives down on the corner there at Lima there, and they had an old gramophone and the old Wilf Carter 78s and Buddy Williams and that. As a little kid, I'd go down there and wind the gramophone up and put the rusty old needle on and listen to them. So, and Lorna, if you're listening, all the very
She's
best.
She's one of our great listeners here at Ronnie Fing.
Lovely to visit you the other day.
Always rings in.
But I'll always remember that. So that's what happened there. So then I was at Lima State School, the primary school. And then when I was turned 11, went to the Benalla Technical School. Now, I'd only been at the technical school for a couple of weeks. And I remember, in fact, sitting next to Billy Matheson in the desk, and we're in the music class. Well, none of the other kids were interested in music, but the music teacher, Mr. Butterworth, said, can anyone of you boys sing or play an instrument? And I sat there quietly, but I got dobbed in by Billy Matheson. And he said, he can. And there was an old guitar there, so I got the guitar and I sang the school kids a song. And old Mr. Butterworth said to me, would you like to go on television? And I said, I was only 11 and a half then. I said, yes, please. And he rang Wally McQuaker at GMV6.
Yes.
And within a few weeks, I was over to GMB 6 and I used to do guest appearances on the GMB Junior show and also then years later went in the Star Quest competition, ended up a finalist and ended up Brian the Junior's Channel 7 in Melbourne. So thank you to Shepparton. Once again, Shepparton really has been a major stepping stone for me since I first started in my early teens.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Various things. Yeah, now... also, some of the we'll go down and have a look at some of the bands that you've worked with. Some of the legends of country music too, like Buddy Williams.
That's right.
Back in 1978, and some other artists as well. So
true.
Talk us about
yes.
that.
So during my teens, I used to actually quite often get up and sing and do some dances with the Black and White Orchestra there, Merle Nolan and the Black and White Orchestra.
Yes, I remember Merle.
Don McKenzie and a lot of those guys over there, Ivan Hayden, and do the dances. And then with Phil and John James and John Hossack and that. So we had a band called the Telstars with my cousin Barry Horsborough as well. He was Uncle Jeff's boy. And then years later, Red Wing with Bob Willett. You'd probably remember Bob Willett.
Bobby,
used to be on drums.
Bobby, yes.
He married my cousin Barbara, and Chris Quinn, Lorna Quinn was on the organ. So all the dance bands, I played with the dance bands right till I was 23, and then went with Buddy Williams. And that was really an incredible experience. We started off at Tamworth and travelled in trucks and caravans and did nearly all of Australia over a period of nearly 10 months.
So that's what gave you the idea to move on from where you were and
I'd already said goodbye. Yeah, I'd said goodbye to everybody. That was the thing around Benalla, and finished up with the dance band. And then while I'm out there with Buddy and it's getting towards the end of the year, I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Because in the 70s, I worked in the State Savings Bank at Benalla for four years at Benalla branch of the State Savings Bank, 1 year in Melbourne, and I resigned from the bank in 1976. And so when I'm with Buddy, I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Am I going to go back to Benalla and go back into the dance bands again? And I thought, no, I want to be in showbiz. And anyway, moved to Sydney.
That's why you went to the Sydney clubs.
That's right. So Dorothy Barry got me started up there. Now, she was one of the Barry sisters from way back country music, the Barry sisters. And she got me a manager. It started me off very, very, very well. And that was Maurie Porter, Robbie G's dad, Robbie Porter, Robbie G. So he gave me a big push into the Sydney clubs. And, of course, as a result, I got to work with Cole Joy and Judy Stone and Brian Davies and a lot of the bandstand people and the variety acts. And I loved it, and it's just been fantastic ever since.
Fantastic. Now, you've put a few albums out over the years too. There's quite a bit of them, 34 albums. You've, to your credit, you're a winner of the 8 Australian Entertainment Mo Awards.
That's right. Well, getting back to I've got the Mo here. I'll talk about that in a second. But the recordings, once again, Shepparton come into play. One of the mechanics that fixed the old Burroughs machines at the bank.
Yes.
The old machines that they had there before computers was Rick Freitag from Shepparton, and he had a little recording place in his house over here in Shepparton, and that was in 1976. And I recorded my very first record. My very first single was The Green, Green Grass of Home on one side and Beautiful. All I Have to Do is Dream on the other. So that was my very first recording, a single here at Shepparton in 1976. Mm-hmm. Then 1977 did an EP with the Stainless Steel Band from Albury, and that was called Tonight Carmen. Mm-hmm. And then so on through. 1983, an LP with Desiree Lona Crawford. Yep. 1984 with Denise Morrison. I did Yodeling for You, 1985. And the years go on. So there's been a lot of albums over the years. And yes, the Mo Awards, I actually brought a Mo trophy with me to show you. And
I'll tell you what, it's heavy.
I gave it to Rosa, folks, to hold on to, and she nearly dropped it on her foot. You would have broken your foot. So it's very proud of that. Now, Mo... it's named after Mo McCackie. Now, Roy Rean, going way back to the early vaudeville days. So so Mo McCackie was a comedian, a stand-up comedian. I think he used to just have a cigarette in his mouth and hands in his pockets, and he would tell jokes. But anyway, Johnny O'Keefe and Don Lane got the Mo Award started. And anyway, I'm proud to say, as the years went by, I've won eight Mo Awards now, including Entertainer of the Year and Country Performer of the Year. So very proud of that.
And also, not only that too, you were elevated into the role of renown in Tamworth in 2013. Tell us about that.
That was absolutely wonderful. Back in 1978, in the January, I stood there with Buddy Williams and he said to everyone that I was going around Australia with him, and the only plaque on the rock was Tex Morton at that stage, mm-hmm. and they were putting Buddy Williams up there. So Buddy was the second one, and 42 years later, I ended up on the rocks there too. Very proud of it. I'm alongside Frank Ifield mm-hmm. On the rocks at Tamworth. So the Roll of Renown, they call it the highest award in country music in Australia. Mm. But see, I've never ever won a gold guitar at Tamworth. Mm. I've recorded all these years, but actually never really entered, submitted for the gold guitars. So I've just kind of done it my own way, and getting on the Roll of Renown, that was great. And by the way, Frank Ifield will be he's having his birthday. I think he'll be 83.
Alive?
Yes, he's a good friend of mine. Yeah. It's on the 30th. So today's the 28th. In a couple of days, we'll say happy birthday to Frank Ifield.
Yes,
he's one of my
happy
good
birthday,
mates.
Frank.
Yes, I remember
great.
You.
Yes.
That's right.
We play that often.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to the overseas in the States and that,
especially
you worked with a lot of great top artists there. And I know I've played a couple of them because you send me a message and say, oh, I've sung with him.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, it's
Tiny
funny.
Bubbles is one of them.
Don Ho in Hawaii. Yeah, got to meet him just not too long before he passed away, just a few years ago. But look, over the years, it's pretty hard to come back from the States and what would you say, brag about who you've worked with and everything. But one of the main festivals that I had big success with was up in Rhineland, Wisconsin. Mm. And that first time I did it in 1989, I was on the show with Emmylou Harris and the Oak Ridge Boys and Freddie Fender. We all did an hour each, and the audience was huge. I was crying, literally, when I come off stage. It was overwhelming. And it was such a successful reception for me that they booked me back eight more times. So in there in 1990, I worked with Merle Haggard, Kathy Mattea, Porter Wagner, Marie Osmond, Don Williams, Mickey Gilley. And as the years went by, I even introduced Garth Brooks. I was on the same show with Garth, so introduced him on stage. Alan Jackson, it's good. Now, it sounds like you're bragging, but I did all those shows, and I've got the proof
it's
there
fantastic.
For it. And I've got footage of a lot of it too, but very proud of it, and it was great. And so I put out two albums in Nashville, recorded two albums in Nashville, and also the fanfare in Nashville. I had a booth for, 15 years in a row at fanfare. So it's been good, but look, it was in Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri. I sang to thousands of people every day. But the time came when Dad was getting older, Mum was sort of on her own, and I didn't want to be over in America, for too much longer. So came back to Australia in 2010. Mm. So it's good to be home again, but it's been a great career.
Very great to have you here as well. So it's fantastic. And you're going to sing a song for us tonight.
Yes, I can do that with the guitar.
Yeah, we might get you to sing a song, and then we'll come back. And because you're going to be guest artist here on the Goulburn Valley, so we'll talk about that after we play a song.
All right, if you want to
get your guitar ready.
Yeah, you can do something in the meantime while I undo the case and all that.
I'll play a song and we might play one of your CD. That's not the latest one.
Yes.
Which is called Reminiscing. That's your brand new CD.
That's right.
It's got some fantastic songs on there. And the song that I have chosen is called Reminiscing. So we'll play that track.
Fantastic.
And then hopefully we'll come back and get Wayne to,
once he cues his guitar,
he'll sing a song for you. And then we'll come back and talk about, you've got a couple of shows coming up here in the Goulburn Valley.
Sounds
so
good.
We'll do that.
And I don't want to hog the show because I'm sure there'll be people ringing in for requests. So
they've already started. But anyway, we'll play.
Right.
Here's Wayne Horsburgh with Reminiscing.
Reminiscing over you. Reminiscing is all I seem to do. Here am I reminiscing of the years I spent with you. Here am I reminiscing about the things that we went through. Here am I feeling lonely without you by my side, just left with tears and sadness, the things I have to hide. Oh, the good times and the bad times, together we went through. Those moments gone forever, they're all I'm clinging to. Now I've left with only memories of days that have gone by, never to return again, no matter how I try. Just reminiscing over you. Reminiscing is all I seem to do. You know, the first day I met you, darling, the sun seemed to shine the whole day through. And the stars at night seemed bigger and brighter than ever before. Or at least that's the way I felt back then. It's hard to understand, after all the wonderful things we did together, somewhere, somehow, something went wrong. I still, even now, can't believe that you're gone. Oh, the world was made for lovers, but lovers drift apart. Now I'm a lonely lover, left with my broken heart. Just reminiscing over you. Reminiscing is all I seem to do. Just reminiscing over you. Reminiscing is all I seem to do.
And that was Wayne Horsburgh of his brand new CD called Reminiscing, and that song was actually called Reminiscing. So we'll tell you a little bit about it later on, because Wayne's got a surprise for you. So we'll have a listen to some words from our sponsors, and then he's going to come back with some more, and we'll tell you what the surprise is shortly.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? Three times a day? Maybe five times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety, it's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
Hooray! The holiday season is here. It's been a tough year, and now it's time to relax and enjoy fun times with your family and friends. Our sponsors, Focus Cards and Gifts, have the answers to all your card and gift problems in one convenient spot. Just drop into the Fryer Street end of the Maud Street Mall in Central Shepparton and check out the extensive range on display. We're a friendly bunch and always happy to help. Open 7 days for your convenience. Call us on 5821 1813.
We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
On 1FM, live and local, it's now time for Country Music Billboard.
And due to the ongoing COVID restrictions and their duty of care to their club members and patrons, the Kyabram and District Country Music and Variety Club will not hold their December 5th meeting. The Committee of Management wish everyone at 1FM and all their club members and patrons a very Merry Christmas and a happy and safe, early 2022. And of course, here's something special to think about. Every Thursday night during December, enjoy half-price main course meals from the One New Tavern's menu, including such favourites as chicken Kievs, lamb cutlets, my favourites, and rump steak. All for half price on Thursdays between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. And bookings are essential by calling Trish. Good evening, Trish. Phone number's 5862-2965. And the One New Tavern's Wednesday Fish and Chip night is happening, and you won't want to miss this. Enjoy Trish's fabulous fish and chip and plus salad and fare from the main menu, while entertaining by the wonderful James Moore and friends. Booking is essential by calling Trish on 5862-2965. The One New Tavern is also open for in-house dining on Friday evenings between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and then on Sunday lunch between 12 noon and 1:30 p.m. and bookings are essential. Remember to stay COVID safe. Masks must be worn indoors. Registration by QR code or sign-in is required, and vaccination status will be checked upon entry.
Country Music Billboard, broadcast live every Sunday at 8:20 a.m., 10:20 a.m. and 8:20 p.m. on 1FM, live and local. Oh,
and we might go on to this song because Wayne's nearly ready to play for us. Are you ready there, Wayne?
Yes.
Ben? All right, we might get in there and do this right now. But here he is. What have you got? What
all
are you
right,
going to sing
I'm
for
gonna,
us?
I'm going to do a one called The Yodeling Man. So oh, here we are fantastic. Live in the studio. You don't get a chance to do this very often, so I brought the 12-string guitar with me. And this is actually an Australian song. A guy called Johnny Faithful used to sing around the northeastern Alpine region many, many years ago. Mm. And he wrote this song, apparently, all those years ago. So I've revived it. So here we go. I'm just a yodeling man. I yodel every day. I yodel every chance I can. Ask anyone and you'll hear them say, I'm just a yodeling man. I'm just a yodeling man. I yodel every day, yodel every chance I can. Ask anyone and you'll hear them say, I'm just a yodeling man. Now people, they all look at me like I'm some kind of joke. When I dress up in my rhinestone suit, they wonder who's this bloke. Oh, some say that I'm crazy, but I tell them that they're wrong. And you never hear no jukebox play a yodeling song. I'm just a yodeling man, I yodel every day, I yodel every chance I can. Ask anyone and you'll hear them say, I'm just a yodeling man. I'm gonna whistle. Now way out in the country, where the folks are all so kind, they gather round me in a bar, and I really don't mind. Oh, they love it when I yodel, and you know I aim to please. 'Cause there ain't no one around these parts who can yodel quite like me. I'm just a yodeling man, I yodel every day, I yodel every chance I can. Ask anyone and you'll hear them say, I'm just a yodeling man. I'm just a yodeling man, I yodel every day, I yodel every chance I can. Ask anyone and you'll hear them say, I'm just a yodeling man. I'm just a yodeling man. I'm just a yodeling man.
Fantastic.
There we
absolutely
go.
I love the yodeling. There you go. Great great song,
thank
Wayne.
You.
And speaking of Wayne with his yodeling and that, I think he's going to do a few more at the One New Tavern on the 18th of December, folks. if you want to go and see Wayne perform, he's going to be performing with Rodney Vincent.
Yes.
It's going to be a great night, and I think Trish might be booked out.
I think she might be.
I think she might be. She hasn't been advertising it, so
getting to that stage. But we really are going to have a great night. But look, we can maybe do it, you know, again next year sometime if we fill up.
Yes.
But it's going to be really good. I got to call out and see Trish just recently. It was a bit of a surprise visit.
Yes,
and had a look inside and saw where I was going to be, because I was thinking of all different. You imagine somewhere that you haven't been before, and once I got out there and had a look inside, I thought, this is going to be fun. We'll have a great night, and because Rodney will have them laughing out of their seats.
Between you and Rodney.
And yeah, and I'll pick on him, and he picks on me. He says terrible things about me. He really does on stage, but it's
it's all in fun.
It's all in fun. So, yes. And we do some duets together, so we'll have a really good time. So we look forward to that, and thank you to Trish for having us out there.
Yes, and also too, you're going to be at the guest artists at Maroopna. At the end of January,
because it's been shifted two or three times because of COVID and everything, the cancellation. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be great. And once again, catch up with a lot of people that I haven't seen for a long time. So it'll be nice to be there. So I've only got a couple of shows in December. One's with Craig Giles up at Wagga for their country music Christmas breakup. And then the One New Tavern. So,
yes.
So it's been very quiet for the last 2 years. There's no doubt about it.
Well, but, we'll make the most of it now.
We will now.
Yes.
Yeah. No, great to be back home, as we said before.
All right, and we'll be looking forward to that. So looking forward to the 18th of December.
Yep.
It's going to be a fantastic show, and I know she'll put on a good one. Yes, I don't know how many she's going to fit in there, but we'll be squashed in like sardines. But look, Wayne, thanks so much for making the time to come in and see us, because it's good to do it live than just sort of over the phone. It's not the same thing.
So anytime, in the new year, something, if you want a chance, I'm happy to pop over from Benalla. It's great.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to be back living in Benalla again. It's great catching up with everybody. I'm catching up with relatives that I haven't seen for a long time as well. And it's just nice to be back in the home area and be a little bit more relaxed than the busy life I've had all these years. But it's nice to come back home again.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Wayne. And take it easy driving back home.
Yeah.
Drive safely.
Sure.
We will see you on the 18th of December for sure.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And then looking forward to next year for the country music to start up again, because it's been a long drought and we certainly need to get back on top of things, don't we?
That's good, yes. And I'll say hello to Dawn, my sister Dawn, and Phil will be listening back home in Benalla. And I've got some rowdy neighbours up the back, you know, Phil and Bridget, yes, they make a lot of noise. No,
and
they
all,
don't.
All the other ones.
But they're good country music fans, they are. So,
and we have a lot of listeners from out there.
A lot of people in Benalla that are listening. I know Marion will be listening, and lots of, and once again, Lorna. So
thanks a lot. She always rings in.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rosa. Lovely to be with you.
Look, it's a pleasure, Wayne. So thank you so much for making the time, and we'll do it all again next year for sure.
Okay.
You're on 1FM Live and Local. We've got a request to read out for Graham. Oh, before we do that, we've got to give away a CD.
Oh, yeah, we give one away.
Wayne,
yes,
we
yes.
have to give away a CD. So,
yeah, well, I can leave it with you if you like, and you can do it, it afterwards.
If we do it now, then if whoever wins, you might be able to autograph it.
Well,
that's
true. Yep.
All right, and then we'll post it out to us. So I'll say the first person to give us a call on 5831 3131 and would like to win that great CD of Wayne Horsburgh's, his latest CD. It's Wayne Horsburgh, and the song's called Reminition. The CD's called Reminition. Give us a call. Give Margie a call out there on 5831 3131. First person to Margie to answer the phone, we'll get that great CD. But I'm sure there'll be plenty more next time round. And anybody that wants to buy them, of course, you can go to High Street Vacuums and Electrical.
That's for sure. Yes, yes. They've got a stock of them there, and they'll have more of them in stock in this coming week. So, thank you so much to Barry and Deborah and Tim there. What lovely people. I got to meet them, and I thank them sincerely for putting my CDs in there.
Of course, they're proud sponsors of 1FM as well. So, they sponsor the Sunday morning CD giveaway, and lovely people. They certainly are. We always sort of go and see them. But I know that they'll look after the CDs for you. So thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Rosa.
And we'll do it all again next year.
Okay.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.